We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Hei Mabez, and we're beginning the Mishnah Kuf Ayin Hei Mabez Aleph. And this Mishnah deals with Mishubadim, and also deals with a little bit of Arev. But we're going to learn in the Gemara about Shibud Deraisa and Shibud Lav Deraisa. Zok the Mishnah, Malves Chaveir Bishtar. If someone lends money to his friend Bishtar, so now the Malva is holding on to Ashtar, the Loch is Goyvim Nechasu Shibadim. When the Malva comes to the Loiv and he has no money, so he could go to any nechassim that the loiva had b'shas when he took the loan. When the loiva took a loan, he owned two properties. Then afterwards he sold it because he needed more money. Still, the malva comes and collects on those properties since he had a shtar. But if he did not use a shtar, he just lent money to the loiva either edim, so gave him nechassim b'necharim. Only could collect from the property of the loiva, property and metalatum of the loiva that he has liquid, but not anything that he sold. Now, on top of our base, Hotzalov Ksav Yodai Shuchayev Loi. If a Malva produces a shtar that says that the Loiva writes in his own handwriting that I owe the Malva money, so Goyvim Nechasim Recharim, it's not considered a shtar. Even though you have a piece of paper that says that he owes money, but it doesn't collect from Shabbat. Why not? Zokter Rashbam, the second one from the top, the Loi Goyvim Meshabbatim, Ela Milva Ksuva Beshtar Shiespa Edim. Kivin Dike Tarti has two things. Shtar ve'edim afke kolo. That means edim itself is not afke kolo, like we saw Milva Peh. Shtar itself is not afke kolo, like we saw two things. You need Tarti. Shtar ve'edim. Mafke kolo, v'lekuchas v'dav z'nav shay, v'shachor v'dav. And they lost out because they didn't know about it. We'll see what's the starting point. The starting point that there is a shibud, and by Milva Peh, we feel bad for the lekuchas, or the starting point is no shibud, and then with a shtar, we say that there is a shibud. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit. But like upon him, either way, we're saying over here, Ksav Yodai does not have the milo of a shtar. Because doesn't have both. Doesn't have shtar and edim. Now the Mishnah handles Orev. Orev is a guarantor. So if a Orev, Hayyitz Lachis Mishtaris, if on the bottom of a shtar, after the signature of the edim about the choiv, it says, Orev says, I guarantee this loan. So the halacha is, it's not considered a shtar. Goyvim nechasim b'necharim. But it is considered an arvis, it sounds like. It's considered an arvis, but it's like a milva apah, because he's after the chisim edim, so it's not considered a shtar. It's his own ksav yodai. It could be in such a case. It says, ani pleni b'pleni arev, and therefore he's mechayiv himself, but it's like a ksav yodai. It doesn't have the name of a shtar. You collect nechasim b'necharim. But the chiddush of this case is that he's an arev after Matamoyis, which is a chiddush. He signed this after the signature of the Edom, which means that it's after the Choyv. Usually, an Arav is that an Arav guarantees something, but then he facilitates a loan, basically. He says that, you know, the Malvas want to give, the bankers will not want to give Reuven a loan, because Reuven doesn't have such a big income. So he says, you know what, I am guaranteeing the loan. And then they give the loan. But if after the loan, the bank already gave it to Reuven, now you come guarantee it, that's not the same level, because the bank did not give money up. It's not because of me to give money, you gave the loan anyway. Then I just can't be a guarantor. That could be doesn't work. So we'll see that in the Mishnah, the discussion, in the Mishnah alone. So Arav Hayetz Lachis Mishtar is good because it doesn't have the name of a star. Now Maiso Baalf Rav Rishmol, V'Omar, the story came to Rishmol where the Arav was written after the Chisim Shtaris, after the signatures on a star. And Rav Shmuel Paskin Vama Goyvim Nechasim Necharim. Omoloi Benanis tells Rav Shmuel, I don't agree with you. Ain't a Goyvim Loim Nechasim Necharim. Omoloi Lama. Why don't you collect anything from the Arav? You can't collect from the Arav at all. Why? Omoloi, I'll tell you why. What happens if Ari Achenikas Echabashok, someone's walking down the street and sees a Malve choking the Loiva saying, give me money now. So this guy, this big tzaddik comes, says, you know, leave him alone, I'll pay it. The loch is his potter. He didn't lend him because I said so. I'm just trying to do a mitzvah, save the guy from death, basically. You're choking the guy. So it's not a mechaivis by me. So here also, he's saying the same thing. He already gave the chayv. It's a little bit of an exaggerated case. We'll see. In the Gemara, we'll handle on that kovayim vav. What's the case of chaynik and what's the case of arav after chisim shtaris? But he's saying the same type of idea. It's after the matam moyes. It's not al munasa helveyu. So there's no arav. El ezu arav shuchayiv helveyu v'ani nosin loch. Lend the money and I'll give you money for that. I'll guarantee that. That's chayiv. Shkem al munasa helveyu. That's what bananas came to argue Rabbi Shmuel.
And this shas of shibun is b'chasim.
Shimon Achaz only works if it's if you have a star on the one of Lekuchas. For Arav, only if he has a star, only a star. Same thing, Lekuchas. Arav comes basically, you have to realize, and I see in the Sugi here, Arav, a guarantor, is basically a loiva. So just like a loiva b'shtar, his the chasuk kamash b'adam, legabe Lekuchas. The same thing, Arav also, if it's a star, then everyone knows when they buy stuff in the Arav, the guy has a lien on the properties, through Arav's. But here, the shayla is even more. It's forget about it, it's the chasuk b'chlav. B'chlav is Arav, right. That's b'chlav, 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 b'chlav is Arav. For Om Rav Yishmol, someone who wants to be smart and exercise his brain, he should learn dinei mamonos, learn the babas, baba kam, baba tzir, baba asur. She'ein lecha meksoya b'tayra, the girsa of the Bach is, godol mehem. There's no bigger meksoya than these sugis of dinei mamonos, yoyis mehem. V'hein k'mayin ha'neveya, it's like a spring that keeps on gushing water. And who she learned it by? Learned it by Shimon ben Anas, because Rav Shmuel was praising ben Anas, he has a good taina about Arav. So he said, first of all, dinei mamonos is the place to go if you want to be smart. And number two, if you want to get chokhmah. Number two is, be mishamish Shimon ben Anas, like you see over here, is taina, but we'll see how he paskin on Daf Kufa and Vav Miyat Hashem, that even though Rav Shmuel praised Benana, it's very possible. Rabbi Shmuel, we have to see the Gemara later on. But first Gemara is going to discuss the beginning of our Mishnah. The second part of Mishnah is Arav. The first part of Mishnah was Shibud. So we're going to have here Machlaikis Ula Rabba. And you saw this thing in Machlaikis. Oma Ula Dva Torah Echad Milva Beshtar Vechad Milva Peh Goyven Mechas Veshvadim. Besim Ben HaTorah, when someone takes a loan from me, everything from him is Meshubit to the loan. Say if it's a star, say if it's a Milva Peh. My time, a shibud the raisa. What's the reason? Because the shibud the raisa, and Rashbam speaks out. What's the makar of shibud the raisa? Says yoytzi alecha ha'avoit, that it says that you bring me out your pillow, so you see that you, even a chasam of a shibud, which Tosfos is very upset about, because everyone agrees that the loiva's own chasam are meshubed, because he has a shibud aguf, so everything from him is a meshubed. When you say a shvah shibud the raisa, means that when you sell to the lekuchas. So Tosfos doesn't really like so much this pshat, but if you see the end of Tosfos, there Maskel Devar Torah, he asks on, he says, "Mas Pirshas Rambam Gabi Shibud the Raisa have a high kinyan of Chsiv Yitzchak Chazav Avoid." So he says, "Lacharev, it's the Dirsh Nimenei, there's Tov Nimenei, it's not a Raya." But upon him, you have to see the Yad Rama who has a Teretz in his couch. But upon any case, he holds Shibud the Raisa in the Makor of Yitzchak Chazav Avoid. So what's Ula hold? That Vartar really, say if you make a Havo or Shtar, Milvapeh, there's a lien on the properties, complete lien on the properties, even if he sells it. Velamatam Amru, why does the Mishnah say, Milvapeh, in a grave Elam Nechosim Nechayrim? What's found in our Mishnah? It says the Milvapeh only collects Nechosim Nechayrim. Gemara says, B'shem Seder the Lekuchos. We feel bad for the Lekuchos, they don't know what's hit them. They're going to be broadsided and lose their whole purchase. And therefore, therefore, we're worried about the kukas. Mara has a kasha. This is we get the Mara to say the kol. Yochi milva b'shtar nami. If you're worried about losing their properties, milva b'shtar, why the better? So we're awesome. Inu ninu dafsiru nafshayu. There, if you would have investigated even a little bit, you would have been able to bechap that there was a sale because everything was documented in the shtar. There's a kol. And therefore, if you do any title check, you'll be able to bechap. And you obviously did not do a title check. But by Milva HaPeh, the guy could do Havav privately somewhere with two Eidim, and no one will know about it. He didn't want to let anyone know that he doesn't have any money, and he wanted to, you know, his business will fall apart if no one taking a big loan. He took a loan privately with two Eidim, and the Lekuchas had no idea. Therefore, I'll say the Lekuchas, even though Shabud the Raisa, I'll say the Lekuchas says that no, that you cannot collect from the Lekuchas. That's Ula Shita. Rabbi says the opposite. Rabbi Amad Vartaira, Echem Milva Bishtar, Echem HaPeh, Einigreva, Elam Lechas Mechayr. Rabbah holds Be'etzim and HaTorah is no Shiba D'Araisa. You only collect from his liquid Nechosim, not from things that are sold. My time is Shibud Lav D'Araisa. And what's behind that Pasuk? The Pasuk is talking about a Mashkin. That's what the Rosh Bam. The Yitzhak HaVet on a Mashkin. So it's not a riot to Shibud D'Araisa. So Elamai, what's behind our Mishnah? Mat Hamomer Mil B'Shtah Gerb Nechosim HaShabadim. A new reason, Kadesh L'Tino Deles B'Fei Lovim. People are not going to want to lend money. If they cannot have a place to collect from it, they're not going to have a lien on a property. They're not lending money. And no one will be able to get loans anymore. Yochi milvapeh nami. So why work leitinu les milvapeh? Milvapeh. Hosom les leikolo. There is no coil. So again, there's a pseid the lekuchas there, so we're not going to make a tekana to cause a loss to the lekuchas. So the only tekana by milvapeh shtar. So bottom line is, we have machlekes Rabba and Ula. Ula holds shibud de raisa. And Rabbah holds Shibud Alav De Araisa. Great thing, Gemara Kasha, is that true? Rabbah really holds Shibud Alav De Araisa? We had this Gemara before in Perek Yesh Neichlin. The halach is that a Bechor does not take Pishnayim, does not take double portion from Roy'u, something that the father didn't have yet. The classic example would be that the father has an apartment building when he dies, and the next month rent comes in before they split the property. So the Bechor does not take Pishnayim in the new month's rent, because that's Roy'u, that did not happen before the father, that happened afterwards. But the question was, if you have a halva, if you have a halva, is that called royu or not? So Rabbah there explained that our doyen said, "Amar Rabbah, gavu karka. If they collect karka with the halva that they, you know, the shtar they have, yesh loy, he gets pishnayim. Gavu moyis ein loy." And the svara is, since you have a shibud on the karka, so it was always yours a little bit. It was always in the father's rishos. He had a shibud, lean on that. Mashakim money, he doesn't lean on the guy's money. The money could change every minute. So therefore, he collects pishnayim. So what do you see? Rabbi Shibud the Raisa. He says, Govu Kaka Yeshla. It's clear, Yoshibud the Raisa. V'chi Teimah, you're going to say, Epech the Rabbi, the Ula, the Ula, the Rabbi. So maybe in Agamara, you're going to switch off. At first, Amma Rabbi, Dva Teira, is Shmuel. Let's switch Agamara. Rabbi and Ula. The Rishpam has a different girsa and different pshat. I and the Marashal, we're going to go with the R girsa of Agamara. V'chi Teimah, Epech the Rabbi, the Ula, the Ula, the Rabbi. Switch it around. And we'll say Ula holds Lav the Raisa, but it can't be either. We have a Raya that Ula holds the Raisa. Va'oma Ula, Dvar Torah, Bachoiv, Dinav Zaburis. Says Mina Torah, Bachoiv gets Zaburis. And Tosfos is busy. They're obviously not talking about from the Bach, from the Loiva himself, because that's not a Raya to the Raisa. It means we know Ula's talking about from Lekuchais. So it says Dvar Torah, Bachoiv, Dinav Zaburis. That they collect from Lekuchais Zaburis. So you see Mina Torah is the Raisa. So you can't say Ula is the second one of them either. So the kasha is a steer in Rabbah. Rabbah says here in Agamaros we love the Raisa, and by the case of Pishnayim, he says Govu Karka Yesh to Pishnayim. So you see, he holds Shibuda the Raisa.
And who's he again? Because Zaburis is the Raisa.
No, because it says that Dvar Torah of the Bachoiv collects Zaburis from the Lekuchas. The Dvar Torah sees the Raisa, and the Zaburis is talking about Lekuchas. Tais is asking, maybe he's talking about from the Bachoiv himself. So Tais says maybe the Ula is going on the Mishnah and Zokin that says, Ein Efron, Mechas, Meshavad, Mokin, Shesh, Mechayim. He has different pshatim. What's the pshat? And he comes out with a pshat. He says, Nirish, Shema, Midakom, Vizaburis, Mashva, Karka, Zaburis. The final shot is because if it meant from the Bachoiv himself, it wouldn't say Karka Zaburis, because you collect anything from him. He'd give you anything, give you Subin also. Since it said Karka Zaburis, seems like we're talking about from Meshavadim. So the Gemara's kasha is that Ula holds the Raisa also. So now the problem is steering Rabbah, bottom line. Rabbah says they love the Raisa, and Rabbah says by Pishnayim that you collect the Karka. So the Gemara, Rabbah, time with me, Rabbah, come alay. Lele, Svirle. The Bnei Rava, the ones who said Noita Pishnayim b'Milva, and Rav is explaining. By the way, it's Dafka Karka, not Moyos. But Rav himself does not hold like that, and he holds Shibuda Lav the Araisa. So Mor comes right there and says that the same Achloek is over, but now with different Amaroyim. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechonam Shlokas on the other side. Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu Milva Al Peh Ein Agoy V'Loimun Al Yerushim V'Loimun Al Kuchos. My time was Shibuda Lav the Araisa. Rav Shmuel say that you don't milva peh does not collect loyman al yarshim loyman al kuchais must be shvulav deraisa. So from the kuchais is not mamash araya that he holds lav deraisa, because we said everyone agrees to that milva peh doesn't collect lekuchais. I'll say that the kuchais. But the first part, why doesn't milva peh collect from the yarshim? Teretz is because there is no shibud, the no shibud deraisa, and therefore it is not collect from the yarshim. So that's Now, Tais has a kasha, so if that's the case, so why milva b'shtar do you collect from the yarshim? It's not shibud deraisa. Look, Tais is tameva, given the milva b'shtar from the yarshim, avkash b'lav deraisa, shlei b'shtar nami my time legavi. Mali hech le'ezakol, if the vart is that you don't collect from the yarshim because shibud lav deraisa, so then why would the shtar be any different? So Tais Teres basically is that there's a tekana de rabbanon al shlei tinel deras v'lovin that you collect from the yarshim by shtar. But they're not going to do that by milva peh, because basically the way Tosfos Rosh learns, you don't want to make them different than lekuchas. So therefore, they don't collect a milva peh from the yarshim. But the raisa definitely do not collect milva peh in a grave. Lekuchas. Shvuda lav the raisa. He says, "Lamaisa they collect from the yarshim from lekuchos. My time, I shavu the raisa because shavu is the raisa." So what does Rav Yechon Shlokosh say? That milva peh you collect from the yarshim and collect from lekuchos. Why? Because shavu the raisa. So realize what I'm saying. Milva peh goyve min al lekuchos. It's a pella. The Mishnah is not like that. Rav Yechon Shlokosh, as big as they are, they can't argue on a Mishnah. Azoy freaked at all the achrayim. So the Rishash over here up north, if you like the Maramakim, talks about it. He brings down Rabbi Yehuda. He brings down, he doesn't bring down, he brings down, like, Tamui says, Domastisim Amris, either Edim, Goivim, Nechasim, Rechayim. He has his kasha. Vulya Shleimar, the Rabbi Yehuda, Tamui has a different Rishash. This doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda. He has his kasha, Rechayim, he can't argue in our Mishnah. Vulya Shleimar, the Inu Mepharsha, the time of the system, Shun Tanin Lushaparu. And Inu Mar, Begav, the Inchashas Pura, and Goim, Begav, Zimnei. One Tarets he says is that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy's tining that it was paid. We'd say taninon for the lekuchos that was paid up. And the case of Rav Yochanan Shlokos is talking about a case where it was toich das man, we assume it was not paid up. That's one Tarets. Really, come out for that, milva peh collects. Oy efshe, the inu kamer v'din tairo. Or, he's talking about, they're going with the raisa. Rav Yochanan Shlokos is going with the raisa. It's in with the raisa they collect, but not with the rabbanon. And a third pshat is, the easiest pshat, is the toisus rid. Toisus rid is gairis, that v'loymen al kuchos milva peh goyvim na yarshim v'loymen al kuchos, and the rice with the rice you can see milva peh collects from the yarshim. That's the easiest pshat to say over. Just change the girsa v'loymen al kuchos. Meisvim asher akasha hachoyf a barbish rab. Someone's digging a barbish rab, which is illegal. V'nofal of shor, and a shor fell on him v'haraga and it killed him. Potter, the baal shor is potter because you're doing something illegal. V'loyoy, not only that, to add insult to injury, v'loyoy, the l'shem meis hashar, if the shar dars, yorshi balabar chayav l'sham, the yorshi of the balabar have to pay for the shar. But this guy died and he has to pay. Chayav l'sham neshar l'baylov. So what do you see? The Mar's kasha is, you see milva peh, goyven a yorshim, it's kasha rav shmu. You see milva peh, goyven a yorshim, because here's the milva peh. I was bothering me, I milva ksuva b'tayra, the retoysus of Rosh asked the kasha, the Mar could answer that. But here, you see klar, that the case was that he didn't die right away. They brought him to din, and it was chayiv bebezdin before he died, and therefore that's like a star. He says he got killed. He made him into treif, and he still made it to bezdin. The bride says the case was he died, and they buried him there. He died right there. So Mar says they were standing on the bar, and they were mechayiv him. They were mechayiv him, so right there is chayiv. Therefore, the collect from Tukasha was, you see, collect from the Yarshim. Tara says, yeah, there, it's like a star because Bezdin was mechayiv him. So let's see one more Gemara. The Gemara finishes off the Sugya of Shibud Raisa. So tap on with Aleph. Amara Papa, Hilchasa, what's Aleph Lamaisa? Milva ape goiva mina Yarshim, ve'ina goiva mina Lekuchos. So Aleph is, the Milva ape goiva mina Yarshim, that would sound like Shibud Raisa, ve'ina goiva mina Lekuchos would sound like, you could say, because it's say the Lekuchos, maybe, that's why. But let's see what the Gemara says. So Rav Papa says, "Hilchos Milva Goyvim Min Yarshim Ve'Ina Goyvim Lekuchos." Zok the Gemara, "Goyvim Min Yarshim Kedesh Otinu Das Ve'Lovin." So it sounds like Gemara's teaching is like they really should love the Raisa. You collect from the Yarshim because Kedesh Otinu Das Ve'Lovin. Ve'Ina Goyvim Lekuchos the less lay kala. There's no koil. Now Tosis points out, Tap Tosis, "Hocha Mukach Milsa Liba the Kuli Alma Ve'Ina Min Yarshim Lelo Ad Raisa." But Perek Am Kedushin Amin Goyvim Min Yarshim. Why Shabud the Raisa? And the Kedushin says, "Klar." Goyim on the yarshim with rice, then he goyim on kuchos because of pseida, because less the color. So Zok Taisa, yes, a farish or papa, loy omar, ella, milva peh goyim on the yarshim, then he goyim on kuchos. All he said was that milva peh kachim on the yarshim, does not kachim on kuchos, but gemar on farish lahokal, amandam shvudu lav the raisa, and there, baz mandam shvudu the raisa. So it's no raya where a papa holds by shvudu the raisa and not the raisa. Halokal amaisa stays the same. A milva peh says goyim on the yarshim, ve'in a goyim on the kuchos, and we know, milva bashtari, kach from both. So really, it comes out in halacha. There's no difference between shvud deraisa and lav deraisa. Is there a nafkamina? So I and your local rabbi to find out the nafkamina, or your local art school also, that there is a nafkamina, a complicated nafkamina, if shvud deraisa and lav deraisa. But a poshup shat in the Gemara is coming out. That's all the same. Milva peh goyvim al yarshim, and ain a goyvim min al kuchos.